Bonnie, who's calling us from Edmonds. Hi, Bonnie.
Hello. Say, Dr. Wright, I'm having a problem. I had what we thought was a sinus infection a month ago, and I was on antibiotics for 2.5 weeks, got over it, broke my arm.
Oops.
Was laid up for like 3 weeks, sleeping a lot, resting, and the sinus infection came back.
Oh, dear.
And I couldn't figure it out because I was resting well. I was eating, you know, really well so that my bone would heal. And so I went on. My doctor gave me another antibiotic, which I took for 5 days this time, and it didn't clear it up. So then they said, well, you must have allergies. So I am really confused at this point. I don't think it's an allergy. I think it's still this sinus infection, which I've never had before.
All right. Well, with infections, most of the time, I wouldn't say all the time, but most of the time, what we blow out into the Kleenex is a little yellow tinged, and it even can get yellow brown. With allergies, if they're not infected, what usually comes out is a white mucus. Now, that's usually, and not every single time, but that's the general rule. Which are you sneezing out, ma'am?
Well, right now it's white mucus, but I am coughing up a little bit of yellow, kind of greenish yellow.
Yeah, the greenish yellow usually indicates infection.
Yeah.
Okay, and did you say you're taking yet another antibiotic?
No. She wants to put me to come in and get another one, but I can't drive very well, so I told her I wanted to wait and talk to you first.
Yeah, well, have you ever read any of the books that are out there on olive leaf being one of nature's best antibiotics? Olive leaf extract. It's in all the natural food stores. It's in the Tom Clinic dispensary, but you can't drive all the way over there. And it's also in your compounding pharmacies. And people can take fairly large doses of that without hurting much of anything, ma'am. Olive leaf extract, it's called. Several companies have it. I rarely get an infection, but occasionally get a tooth infection. And what I do, I just pile on the olive leaf extract, two or three capsules. I take those 3 or 4 times a day, and the infection gradually fades away. So the reason I'm mentioning that rather than the conventional, formerly patented antibiotics is basically it has many fewer side effects. It doesn't mess near as much with the intestinal microflora. I'd still take a probiotic, but it doesn't mess nearly as much of that. Have you ever tried out olive leaf? And if you go online, if you put in olive leaf infection book, you'll find a number of them.
Okay. And I was assuming that the potassium iodide helps with infection. Is that correct?
That is correct. You can use it for a brief period of time in relatively high doses you're ahead of me, good for you, with no chance of adverse effects. Now, if you use it for a few weeks, there's research out there that says it can be used for a few weeks without suppressing one's own thyroid, but after that, you got to be careful. But for now, yes, you could use potassium iodide, and if you got that, remember, you can taste it. I don't mean just when you swallow it, because it gets into all the secretions from all the membranes. It gets into the nasal secretions, the bronchial secretions. It's there in the saliva. Look, you're tasting iodide, but still it kills germs. So you could go that route too, ma'am. Thank you for bringing it up.
Yeah, well, my question is, I thought I heard you say you and your wife, when you go on an airplane, you take like 20 drops, but I didn't know how many to take, so I did about 10 per day for a couple of days, but that's probably not enough, huh?
No, it's not. Now, we do 15 drops. That's just us, and it works for us. And we do that every 4 hours, ma'am. Why every 4 hours? Because airplane flights to Asia, and we do go there occasionally, take a long time, and we want to maintain our protection. So we do it every 4 hours while we're awake. And I'd recommend you think about that. And then if you don't prolong it for weeks and weeks, then you just stop it when the infection's gone. There's no harm done. There's research on that point.
Okay. And I am taking vitamin A, only 10,000 units. So shall I up that a little bit?
Unless you plan to get pregnant, I'd take it right to 50,000 for the duration of this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the E with zinc in it, I've been taking that too. Okay. So could I take the potassium iodide with the olive leaf extract?
Sure. Just take it at a different time. That's all.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Wright. I really appreciate you.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am. And it sounds like you're doing your studying, and I really appreciate working with people who do their studying. They teach me stuff. So
yeah.
You go right ahead.
Years and years ago, I was a health rep in health food, and I actually brought samples to your office.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah. But thank you. We all love you. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am, and thank you for
bye-bye.
Calling. Bye.